Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So, Shane, brother man.
Dodgy.
So he's from Joburg, right? So this isn't even some random small town in the UK somewhere. No, 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 no. This is very much just up the road. One times plane, 45 minutes later, you are in his vicinity. So some kind of like fraudulent medical certificate to not have to be at work.
Yeah.
And not only was he caught out, but he has now been charged. There is a case of fraud opened against him for impersonating a medical officer and so on and so forth. But the point is, brother man did not want to go to work.
Mm.
Now, it's not that we're encouraging this kind of behavior, because let's get serious. Everyone's been sitting at home for the past 2 years. Some of you are still not back at the office. So let's maybe think like pre-COVID times. Have you ever faked an illness in order to get yourself a day off of work? And no judges. We just want to hear something. So
yeah,
see something.
To be honest, Stacey, some people actually work in very toxic spaces, and I don't blame them for wanting to get a sick note. You know what I mean? Just to be off work.
Don't look at me when you say that.
It's okay. And why get a fake note when you can just go to the doctor and get one for $400?
I'm struggling.
On the line, someone who's actually very proud, done this before. Graham, welcome to the show. How are you doing, buddy?
More than yourself.
Well, we're glad to know that you didn't take a sick note of this phone call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here, Graham. Now, Graham, have you at any point faked an illness or a doctor's note to not have to be at the office?
Well, long story short, I'm an alcoholic in recovery, and my condition was so bad, I actually used to injure myself purposely at work to get time off so I could go and drink. That's how bad it was.
Sure.
Okay.
And Graham, how are you doing now in terms of your recovery?
I'm coming up to October. I'll be 12 years sober.
Well done. Well amazing. Done. Good, Graham.
Graham, have you ever been caught like by your employer that you faked a note?
Yes.
And how was the reaction from the employer?
Well, they dismissed me, but they didn't put a mark on my record. It was all due to my alcoholism. So, yeah, they were understanding in that thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an actual problem. People here are just trying to, like, lie on their couch.
Yeah.
Graham, thank you for being so honest and congratulations.
No problem.
Hey. Your 12-year-old is on the way. Amazing. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you. Thanks very much, guys.
Bye.
So maybe as Stacey was saying, your reason might just be you just want to lie on the couch an extra couple of hours in the day, or you just don't feel like going to work because it's too damn toxic.
Have you ever faked an illness? Because please note, Jasper hasn't only worked here, so this isn't necessarily pertaining to East Coast Radio.
I almost did it, but I will say that I have maybe once upon a time endorsed the idea of a friend getting a sick note so that we can continue jawling. So maybe, yeah, I'm still bad.
So by proxy, yes, you have. Okay, so far no one's been arrested for fraud. Be careful what you say. Everything that you say will be held against you, I'm sure, at a later date. But in this hour, if you've ever faked an illness to get out of something, right? Mm. I mean, I used to write fraudulent letters for my parents all the time to get out of PT class.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't want to, like, run in front of children.
Yeah.
And do that stupid boomer kissy thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids would point and stare and laugh. Because kids can be mean.
Kids
but like
are
that,
very mean.
But never in a work context. Because I feel like I would be the one who gets caught out.
Yeah.
It would be me. I'd be like this person who's not fraudulent. Now, that's me. That's
okay.
It. Game over.
So, again, KZNM, we're asking you to let us know. Please, remember, this is a very safe space. So you don't even have to mention your name. If you do, we'll omit your name for you because that's how much we care. Have you ever faked an illness in order to get yourself a day off work? Please do chime in.
TSO, the motto, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. On the back end of this Joburg man who has now been charged with fraud for presenting a fraudulent medical certificate so as not to be at work. Just out of curiosity, if this is something that people do, because seriously, a lot of people haven't been to the office in years. So I don't know if this is happening so much now, but I can imagine that pre-COVID, it was probably rife. The streets were rife with fraudulent behaviors.
Yeah, again, I don't judge. I understand some people's workspaces are very toxic, and maybe
stop saying workplace and toxic and looking at me at the same time.
Maybe the letter is all you need, and
that's
all you need to get by. That's the motto right there. All right, so on the line, I like it when we have anonymous on the line because I know then it's going to be spicy if they're hiding their own name. You know what I mean? So welcome to the show, Anonza. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, you know you're about to do something naughty, and I'm here for it.
And you're giggling. So, yes, I am ready. I have my tea. I have my popcorn.
Come on,
Anonymous.
Tell us
your story.
Okay, guys. So I had to go and leave my CV. I had to go and drop my CV off for a job opportunity that I was getting. And obviously, I couldn't get the day off or those hours off because, like, you know, it takes half the day. So I am a graphic designer, and I literally designed my own sick note. I had a stamp. I had the deed. I had everything, even the doctor's signature.
Jeez. Did you get the job that you were looking for, though?
Yes, I did.
There you go. That turned out very well, but your girl, your tendencies, eh?
It's,
I'm not going to lie.
How long ago was this, Anonymous?
So I'm with the current company now, like 5 years.
Okay, so this is long ago.
Yeah.
A different version of Anonymous then. I mean, current Anonymous would never do this, right?
I would.
Okay. I'm trying to help you.
No one needs to know.
Yeah. I would, because it's so like you can't really get time off where I am because of circumstances and running the show, I'd say. So I gotta do what I gotta do if I need that time off.
Yeah, girl gotta do what she gotta do.
Listen,
man.
I mean, Anonymous, like, if you start getting random phone calls from people, it's not because we put your information on the internet. Like, need a doctor's note? Contact Anonymous now. Weird side hustle, but do you, boo. Good luck with the job.
No, she did well. Well done. Okay, but let's not do that again, okay?
Never again.
Please.
No. We'll try not to.
Well, don't say try. Just do the right thing. Geez, she's not going to give up, eh? She's going to do this again. It's Old Town Road coming through from Lil Nas X, teaming up with Billy Ray Cyrus on East Coast Radio. Stacey and Jay Smoo, the Monday edition. It's good to be back. Everybody is present in the first half of the show. We're chatting about the fact that, you might have found yourself once upon a time in a very tough situation. You had to take or create your own sick note so that you don't have to go to work. And that's okay. You know, and Anonza, she did it. She ended up getting the job that she got the sick note for. She created her own sick note, and that's fine. That's fine. It's
the right. I'm wondering if that isn't the entire side hustle. We do have a collection of voice notes, apparently, because this is not as uncommon as we'd like to think. So we'll play those for you momentarily, but just a heads up between you, me, and Jay Spoo. Yes, you. Not the person behind you. You, specifically. So you know how KFC have, like, this taste guarantee thing, and then you buy something, and if it's not nice, then you take it back, they give you a voucher. So the whole thing is that you could obviously swap your food out for something else, right? If that's what your heart desired. There are, however, things in life that are quote-unquote unswappable.
Hey.
If you share your unswappable with us on 061-7800, we could give you some cash money dollar before 5 o'clock today. Like 5,000 rands worth of cash money dollar, in fact.
It's too easy, man. In fact, let's go back to your fake notes. Here they are, your mashup of the voice notes.
The lies.
One time last year, the person who was look after my child for the day was busy and couldn't make it to look after my child. So I had to stay at home and look after him. So I asked one of my good friends to organize a later for taking to work the next day.
And I asked the driver that's driving this vehicle if he's ever faked his note, and he said yes, so that makes two of us, and probably half of KZN as well.
Yes, I have done it before. Well, it was many, many years ago, not in the current employer, but in my previous employer.
Stacey and Jay Spoon.
That random man who said that he was in the car listening to the show about these people and the fraudulent sick notes, saying he asked the driver, he's like, I done it. He's like, I bet half of KZN has done it. Is this who we are?
Yeah, I think it's who we are.
Do we just not? But then what must happen?
Yeah, some people will keep it as a secret. Some people will say it out loud. And I appreciate people who can actually say it out loud.
Accountability.
Yes.
Accountability.
Growth. Responsibility. Yes. In 2022, none of that 20-plenty nonsense. Tell the truth.
Please, never, ever, and never again.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.